Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike.
Thank you.
970.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good. Just trying to get the, they knocked me off the air first part of the show.
Well, I started in on the first part of the show and I couldn't hear, so I just called in.
Yeah. Nah, they're fucking with the, they're fucking with the server again. I don't know if I'm gonna be, I don't know how long I'm gonna be here. But yeah, I heard some heat the other day from some shit I said last week. And basically out here in California they're all getting grants for the motorcycle safety checkpoints. So I told my kid about it the other day, and he called me today and said, hey, how did you know? And I said, why? He said, I'm in line.
No. Well, I think the motorcycle checkpoints is horrible.
Yeah. They're not supposed to do them anymore. They're supposed to be illegal now.
Well,
as soon as you throw in that six-letter word, everything goes out the window.
Well, you know, it's a good thing if they did make it illegal for them to do that, because our rights just keep getting walked on and walked on. That's one little, you know, step for mankind, I guess, if y'all did get it beat. Because, it, you know, the cops just tell us what to do now, as bad as that idiot Obama does.
Exactly.
What do you think about that airplane?
What do I think? I think it's a conspiracy.
You think it's, you think it never happened?
No, I think something happened, but somebody was on that plane, they didn't want them to get to where they were going.
So, okay, do you think it was a wreck? I think that the plane didn't wreck. I think it's somewhere.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I said. Somebody
oh,
wasn't supposed to
somewhere.
Yeah, somebody wasn't supposed to get somewhere. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you know, I keep, people think I'm crazy, but that big of an airplane and with the satellite imagery and all that crap we got now, how can you not find it? Even
hey,
if they
can read,
you know?
If they can read the fucking time on your watch from 27 miles up, I'm sure they can locate a plane.
Yeah, a huge plane. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody's saying, oh, it went in the ocean. Well, I know a little bit about airplanes and, you know, seats and fuselages and all that stuff floats. Luggage would float.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Somebody knows where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. I seen a caption today about that little guy tattooed from Fantasy Island where he goes, they ought to dig him up and bring him out. He knows where the plane is.
Well, it's ridiculous. It shows you how much our media lies. In my opinion, it does anyway. You know, because
yeah, they only tell what they want you to hear.
Well, what I really think is going on, whether the plane has crashed, whether the plane's hid in the woods, whatever, they are doing so much trying to keep from saying anything about them Muslim pilots and them two missing passports. But you know, that's got to have something to do with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, calling it pirates is stupid. Go on and say terrorist.
Yeah. It's just like they're saying that, you know, the pilot had some issues and he talked the other guy into going with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're saying these guys have nothing vicious in their background, nothing terroristic in their background, because everybody at their mosque says they're good people. Well, okay, what do you hear there?
Well,
terrorism in the background.
Yeah. Well, it's just much easier for the major media to distract everyone from the real issues by blowing smoke up everyone's asses with the ongoing drama of a lost commercial airline full of people. The Malaysians lost a plane in the news 24 hours a day, day in and day out. Give us a break. National cable and news media. What about the reporting on the Obama updates, the IRS targeting updates, the NSA spy updates, the Obama and Russian-Ukraine fiasco, amnesty-related issues in Congress, perpetration of climate gate, Benghazi? This is why I invite you. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
No, just
I'm
20.
Very worried about our country.
Every day, 23 vets kill themselves. Every day. Suicide.
And every day, the Muslims make fun of that all over the internet. And that's okay. But mm-hmm. I get banned for, you know, I got so mad the other night. We had the biggest fight on earth for about a week with this page that's posting dead soldiers and bleeding soldiers talking about they going to hell. One of my little old girlfriends, she ain't never said boo to a ghost, you know. She comes over there and she says, well, maybe all of y'all are going to hell instead of them soldiers. She got banned from Facebook.
Yeah.
And I couldn't make him say somebody's going to hell, but she can't.
Yeah.
People need to open their eyes to what's going on around us.
They're taking them day by day, minute by minute.
You know, we got idiots.
I'm a firm believer in you deserve what you tolerate. I'm a firm believer in you deserve what you tolerate.
Yeah. What sucks is, you know, we're trying to tell people what's right, and we got 100 idiots for every one of us hollering, oh, they're peaceful, you know, don't say anything that's politically incorrect. Well, what's politically correct changes from day to day in this country these days.
Yeah.
I'm sick of all of it, you know. I'm sick of trying to fight for our country when everybody, the whole country is fighting back against me. It didn't make sense.
No, and they think nobody's paying attention.
And, you know, we got some of us bikers out here trying to tell the truth, you know, and trying to get the word out. Then you got a couple of asshats running around saying they running a pipe dream and shit. And they ain't doing nothing but pissing in the wind. So that's getting muddy enough everything we're trying to do. And it's a pain in the ass. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd all these crazy people come from, Phil?
You know, it's just like nobody says nothing about the military until it's convenient to say something.
They won't, no. And, well, I've raised hell for a month because of all of them veterans is catching TB. Now, how are you going to be in a veterans hospital catching diseases?
Have you ever talked to a couple of vets that just came back?
Yeah. Yes. I talked to Sean Anthony, you know, the guy that's wanting to run for president and everything. He got his face set on fire at the VA hospital. You know, the little thing they put over your nose when they put you to sleep, it exploded into flames. And all the people ran out of the room, and he had to put the fire out himself. And
yes.
I've got a girlfriend that's got PTSD that they send up there to the VA in Little Rock every month to see a bunch of Muslims. Now, what is that doing for her condition?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, where I'm working, I see it every day. They have their little prayer thing every day, and nobody can say nothing to them. I mean, granted, I'd like to say something, but they're in a uniform. I'm not gonna disgrace the uniform.
No. I don't understand it. You know, how our soldiers ought to be treated with more respect than anybody in the country. But, you know, we're funding homes and food and vehicles and free phones for crackheads and, you know, lifetime welfare recipients, but we can't provide anything for our soldiers. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
we're spending billions of dollars over there right now to get all up in Russia's business, and we can't afford to take care of our own.
Well, when you, that'll change when they have to start taking a piss.
Yeah. But even better, you go there again. they're piss testing soldiers and kicking them off of their insurance for smoking pot. You know, government has decided they want to mandate medical marijuana. Then that means they're admitting that they know it helps people. They know it's a medicine. You know? So how are they taking insurance away from soldiers for something that they already admit themselves is a medicine?
Yeah.
Y'all don't have that out there. Y'all have got awesome laws. Y'all are allowed, you know, y'all have medical marijuana in California. But Arkansas is just fighting tooth and nail trying to get in. And I've got a lot of friends that are soldiers who have been kicked off of their insurance because they smoke pot for PTSD.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Hold that thought for a second.
You did who?
Hold on to that thought for a second. I'm trying to do something. Let me play the song while I'm doing it. Trying to jack up. Screw with me here.
I can hear you better now.
That's good. Hey, Eunice, so what do you think about all this with the last plane?
What do I think about it? I think it was hijacked. I really do. You know, I'm surprised nobody come out, you know, declaring that they did it. You know, they are saying it was hijacked, and
yeah.
I assumed it was. Here we go again, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
It's awful.
Really, too. Yeah, it certainly is. I don't know what this world is going to be coming to. I mean, it's, you know, human beings are destroying it. They really are. They're just destroying it. you know my feelings on that, though. You know, like I said before, people, I don't know, maybe I was born in the wrong time. I don't know. I don't know. So, somebody has to step in to do something. Hopefully God will do this, you know, or whoever's up there, what, you know, whatever. I was a very good Catholic, and I, you know, we know that it's human beings that are doing these terrible things. It's not God. God is, you know, people say, why does God allow this, you know? I say, why does God allow it? But we were born with free will and for us to make our own decisions. And like I said before, Phil, you've got good people and you've got bad people. And you got the devil on one side and the angel on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the devil was an angel at one time, too, so.
Right.
But, people, if you ever sat and really thought, and a lot of us don't do that, you know, we don't really sit and think, and, you know, how did we get here? It had to be a higher being to make us to get here, to make the trees and the animals and, you know, everything else, and he gave us free will, you know? And I said it before, what do you think it would be like if we didn't have free will? You know, so you've got to really bring it down to the bottom line that it's human beings that are making these terrible, terrible decisions with other people's life. You know, and me of all people should be questioning, you know, God, when are you going to take care of these things? And, you know, I've really sat and I've really, really, really thought about it. And, you know yourself, I've been with this bill, and it's 4329, to save children being sexually abused by pedophiles. And this is the 14th year, you know? And it's not God that's holding it up. It's the jerks that we put in as politics that are holding it up because of profit, because the insurance companies pay them a lot of money, their lobbyists, and any non-profitable organization, they pay a lot of money. And, you know, we should be ashamed of ourselves because when we ever allowed the insurance company to make their own rates on anything, that was our biggest mistake. Because if you look years back, going just into the 50s, how much insurance policies did we have? We had life insurance, that was it. Car insurance, that was it. We didn't have any of these HMOs for health insurance. We had a hospital called City Hospital, and the city paid for it, you know, to run it. I mean, we just allowed insurance company and drug companies and health insurance companies just to take over our whole life. Anything that we do, we have to have insurance.
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day. Bill's brother was trying to get sign up for Obamacare. In 5 months, he's been trying to sign up. 5 months.
Yep. Yep. And it affects the whole country. You know, I can't speak of, you know, over in Europe because it's totally different. Canada is totally different. But in the United States here, it affects us so bad. You know, we're paying more insurance for things that we necessarily need, but its way out of there. Its way out of there. When I fall into the what they call a donut hole on my medication with the insurance company that I'm with,
Why do they call it a donut hole?
Because they allow you so much for medication a year from, you know, January to January.
Right.
And when you use that up, then you go into a donut hole, meaning you're going to have to pay for this yourself, or you try to get another, like, prescription prefer to help you pay for these things. If I had to pay to get 5 flex pens, which is insulin, 5 of them, it would cost me $199 out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to get my gabapentin, which is for the neuropathy, it cost me $399. You know, with the medication that I take, I wouldn't be able to take it, Phil. I wouldn't be able to take it. And this is happening to the elderly. I'm telling you, like, Medicare used to be able to help everything. You know, they've cut everything back so much that it's ridiculous. They're telling you, no, you can't take this medicine. Well, what the hell do you do, die? You know?
Well, see,
not again.
I'm scared to death about, like, it because of my been list transfusion. It took me like 3 different times to get them to okay me to have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't, it took me forever, and it's very expensive. And I'm on military insurance and Medicare, and so I'm scared to death. Any minute they're going to call and say, you can't have your medicine. My doctors have had to go in this year since the Obama shit went into effect, and I've had to, every damn medicine that I take, they have had to call in and explain to the insurance company why I need them. Now, I got 9 autoimmune diseases, and 2 of them are terminal. Why the hell do they need to explain why I need a lidocaine patch to go on my butt?
Well, you know, that's again, is the human error that we made, that our government made when they just allowed insurance companies to make their own rates on anything. The only way we can change is to get rid of every single person that we, you know, that we voted into, from the president down, you know, and how are you going to do that? People don't take the time to check out who they're voting for. You know, it's still the same game as, hey, this guy's pretty good, why don't you vote for him? And people go in there and they remember the name. That's why they have the advertisement that they have when they have elections. They spend billions and millions of dollars to get their name just graved into your brain, you know. So when you go into that voting booth, oh, yeah, I heard about this guy. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, he sounds pretty good. Let's vote for him. And that's what's happened to our voting in this country. And that's a total shame. You know, what do you do? You know, I mean, it comes to a point that you have to almost play as dirty as they do.
Well, here, check this out. You know, I'm not much for Sarah Palin, but she did a pretty good fucking thing last week that they really didn't talk about. Check this out. Hold on a second. She was at the CPAC thing.
The GOP establishment, again, some just going along to get along. We need another come-to-Jesus meeting. It's time. And bottom line is, today, the Democrats' agenda is a loss. Cause. President Obama, though, he's nothing if not poll tested, so even he knows that the deep issue of our time is that oppressive stagnation facing the middle class, good working class families that just can't get ahead. And that's why he baits the the GOP establishment into kind of a tit for tat over things to distract, and then they pander and in the White House they do such damage. But their agenda, it's failure and fiasco on steroids. So America is counting on the GOP to get it right. And that's why the establishment can't blow it. No Republican gets elected promising higher taxes, wasteful spending, increased debt, bigger government, rewarding lawbreakers via amnesty? No. So why are they voting for these things now? And why reward them with your vote? GOP Beltway boy. Yeah, GOP Beltway boys. You know that 2010 election victory that swept you into power? You didn't build that. The Tea Party did.
Wow.
So dance with the one that brought you. If you want another sweep, then grab a broom and join us at the party. Yes, in this awakening, eyes are open, we're stronger now, we're wiser now, and God knows we are hungry, and there aren't enough low-information voters in the country to save the other side this year if we don't retreat. And when we meet next, Lord willing, Harry Reid, either he will be the Senate Minority Leader, or a blackjack dealer in Vegas, where everything stays in Vegas.
Yep, she's right.
You know something, Phil? I remember when I first started voting, and I remember the Republicans and the Democrats working together. Now it's a two-horse race. The Republicans are greater than the Democrats. The Democrats are greater than the Republicans. You know, I mean, it's just fucking chaos. That's exactly what it is. I'm sorry, ladies, but that's just how I feel right now. Because I never swore before.
You know what I'm going to be sorry about?
Me either. I don't ever swear.
I never swear either. Bill, do you have a 661 on there?
Nope.
Okay.
So let me know.
Sorry that I was late getting on the show.
Well, were you laughing?
Huh?
You don't want me to get him on boardwalk. What do you do? They had an article in the paper in the Boston Daily Free Press about me. Comments that I didn't even make, as I want you to know. So
did they put your right picture up? Did they put your right picture up?
No, they didn't put my picture up, no. They just made statements that I was supposedly had made.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they do that anyways. They always take it out of context, you know. So, but we'll see. My day's coming, Phil. It is coming. You know? All right. I don't know. Life sucks and then you die, I guess.
But getting back to what Irene was saying, or Amy was saying, that, you know, with this plane, something's not right.
No, something isn't right. Something is not right. You're absolutely right, Phil. There's something not right there. They know more than what they're telling the public, and they have a right to do that. You know? I mean, these people could still be alive sitting on the ground somewhere.
Yeah, they're probably still alive, but they ain't talking.
I don't think they're alive. They're not alive. They could not have held 250 people still for 8 hours of flight, I don't believe. I feel like what happened was the jumping up and down to a high altitude and a low altitude was depressurizing the cabin and killing everybody. And what they're not discussing is that 777 has the capability to fly from New York City to Israel. And nobody is saying how much fuel was actually on that plane. And Malaysia's saying they might have flew another 8 hours. Well, they also said that they thought that it went down immediately, then they came back and said it flew for 7 hours. You can't believe what's coming out of Malaysia. And so, in my opinion, you need to go by what is that plane's full capabilities, not what is its least capabilities. Because going by its least capabilities, yeah, they're searching in the right area. But if you go by, if it had, you know, fuel, all the fuel it could hold, first of all, it would make one hell of a mess on the ocean. Second of all, it could go up to like 3,000 miles if they weren't flying at full speed. And that's not being discussed.
The sad part is they don't have to tell us. Unless
you know,
we make a lot of noise.
And a lot of people keep getting at my ass about it, going, oh, that's just a conspiracy. That's silly. What makes you think that they would be taking a airliner and loading it with weapons? And my reply to that was, I would have thought it was September the 10th, 2011, but I don't think it's silly anymore because I've seen it happen in this country. It's damn sure a weapon.
Wow.
You know, a woman got shot in Washington, D.C. because she accidentally backed into a cop that come running up behind her, right? And they said they gunned her down in cold blood in the street because it was assault with a deadly weapon. Well, what is the difference in a car and a fucking 777? You know, it's ridiculous. How come there's not the same straight across the board? Hey, this may be a weapon fixing to hurt somebody.
But they don't do it that way. Never have.
Both transponders on the damn airplane was turned off. You know, I keep hearing from people, how would it fly over airspace undetected? Real damned easy if it wasn't beeping.
No,
right?
If you understand anything about radar, you'd see it. No matter what they do. They could jam it,
you
but they'd still know something was jamming the signal.
I believe that it's what's really going on and why they're all, you know, got shit on their face. I think there's so damn many airliners flying around up in the sky that they're really not watching what they're doing. Does that make sense? You know, they're just buzzing around. They're like, oh, that's an airliner. And I think that's what the military has bound to have been doing, and now nobody can figure out which one was the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because what else makes sense?
You there?
Yeah. Where are you?
Oh, okay. I had to run inside for a minute.
But, yeah, it's crazy. It's just like, goes along the lines of where, now, if that was me, you were, say, me, you, Amy, and this dude just got picked up, and nobody knew where we were, what happened to us. Because the government picked us up and didn't have to tell anybody where they put us.
No, I guess there's a possibility it got shot down, and whatever government did, it's not on in that, too. Because we keep hearing that it's been, you know, it flew into the ocean. Well, if it is in the ocean, it got shot by something that completely disintegrated everything on it because there's not any trash. And that would have to be a military-grade weapon.
True.
And I know they're capable of doing that. How many Americans were on the plane, did they say, Phil?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
There was a lot of Chinese people. There was a son of a Chinese diplomat on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may have been one of the pilots, yeah. But they did, Yahoo put out today a list of all the passengers, and you can go through it and see, you know, who's where or whatever. But there were Americans, there were Chinese, there was a lot of different people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Muslims, but they don't want to talk about that.
No, I'm afraid they don't.
I want to know, and, you know, it come out that two people got on board with a fake passport. And then the airline said, we ain't worried about that. That happens all the time. What the fuck? Really? You know, I've decided I ain't going nowhere. If I can't get there on my Softail or in my Mustang after hearing that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay that these people had fake passports.
Hey, I go through that shit at work. Every time they hire a new wave of guys, something happens where they can't pass the background check. They have phony paperwork. Or they get by and a couple of days go by and then all of a sudden you don't see them anymore because they got caught.
Well, you know, there was a plane that took 2 weeks for them to find. So I'm giving them a couple weeks before I say for sure what the hell. And I never can say for sure. But I'm reserving judgment until... You know, enough time has passed, they can totally look for the damn airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the families of all them people. What do they think? Is Mama coming home yet?
Well, the sad part is... If our government does not want us to know, we will never find out.
Yep.
Be like yesterday's news. So, what do you do? I feel for the parents. I feel for anybody that's lost anybody. I know that feeling too well. You know. But if our government doesn't want us to find out about it, we're never going to find out about it. I'm going to put you down for a minute so I can put a sweater on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we had a topless woman on here and we didn't even know it, Phil.
A what?
A topless woman. Or a topless man,
yeah?
Or a topless somebody that had to go put a sweater on.
I'm sorry, hello? What was that?
Are you topless?
No, I'm not topless, but it's cold here tonight. I wish I was. These poor old men would have heart attacks around here. They're down to the knees. So.
Their knee knocking.
Oh,
dear. I'm going to go put a bra on
there. Phil, I did not say that. I did not start it. Guess who started it, Phil?
Not me.
Well, who do you think?
I don't know. I'm not going there.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was always told as a young man, never argue with a woman because you won't win.
That's not true. My husband thinks he wins.
Well, that's because you let him.
Sometimes sometimes us women have to do that, you know.
Yeah. But today is National No Bra Day.
It's National who day?
National No Bra Day today.
It is. Well.
Really? Oh. I wouldn't mind if they stood up like, you know, mountains, but mine look like bells. Ding dong. All right, let's get some serious talk here, Phil. I have my cousin. She's supposed to be calling in from Puerto Rico.
Nope.
Nobody's there yet?
Yeah, so what's going on in your neck of the woods, Nora?
Oh, I had a great day today. You know who was here that I visited with. It's a great time. Great food, great company, you know. And
what's the matter, Nora? You sound like you're dying.
No, I'm actually very annoyed because, unfortunately, the doctor that I have, on my last visit, they wrote scripts, okay, for refills. They didn't put their ID number or whatever number it is that you're supposed to have on scripts, okay?
Right.
So I didn't know that. I didn't even go to look. So in which case, I can't get my medicine refilled because of it.
Well, you better best call them tomorrow and have them do it over.
Well, yeah. See, the thing is, they tried with one doctor, and his number is expired. I'm dealing with retards. So I called back because I was informed that it was called in, and, you know, so I sent my daughter to go pick it up, and guess what? Another ID number or whatever it is expired. So now I have to wait until 8 o'clock in the morning, but I was informed, you know, we don't even have to write these if we don't want to. I said, wait a minute, I've been on these for over 10 years. It's medicine you just can't stop, you know? And so people are playing God while I'm sitting here trying to figure out what their problem is. Does it sound shady to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Everything sounds shady to me.
Yeah.
There's not too much in this world that's not too shady.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't, you know.
There's a lot of shenanigans going on around here.
Yeah. Well, I just look at don't play with people's stuff.
Lights, but see, Nara, we're just low-income and middle-class people.
Yeah.
See, the people that have money don't realize what we have to go through to stay alive.
True.
And when you get to a certain age, they want you to pass off anyways because you're eating up the Social Security, you see.
Right.
Republicans don't want you to have a you know, any kind of monies coming in at all.
Right.
They want to bring us down to our knees, see.
And a lot of them enjoy doing that.
Yep. You know, so.
Which I don't get. I'm sorry. So,
it's called human people that do the wrong, Nara. Humans.
I know.
And those doctors shouldn't be doctors if they did not make sure that their ID number ran out.
Right.
You know?
I know. Like
down in Puerto Rico, talking about medicine? Remember when I went on my cruise ship?
Yeah.
I broke my insulin that I took for the week. And the ship didn't have any insulin on there at all, number one. Right. Number two, when I called my a person that was on the boat, you know, let me use his business phone where you can call off the ship.
Right.
And it didn't cost anything, so I called my husband. So he got right on the phone, and we were landing in St. Martin. And so he called them, and they said, just have her come. We have the insulin here. I did not need a prescription at all.
Right.
In St. Martin, you don't need the prescriptions. Unbelievable, right? And I can't tell you what, you know, what they charged me. It was nothing.
Oh, I'm sure it was ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it wasn't ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, we have to have, that's why I say insurance companies.
Right.
We have to have prescriptions to get this stuff. But in St. Martinique, you can get it for nothing. Not nothing. I mean, you pay, but you don't need a prescription.
Right.
Well, no, but if that's for medicine you need. See, if I needed 1,000 Oxycontins, nobody'd get them for me. I'd have to do it the illegal way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, in these small little islands, you know,
depends.
Yeah,
they know you're from here and they know you got a condition, you're going to get it. But if I just showed up on the scene after 2 weeks and went in there, they wouldn't give it to me. They'd probably try to lock me up.
You're probably right, but I'm just saying, I couldn't have got it.
I've been around the world a couple of times, and I spent a few days in a Japanese jail. It's no picnic out there.
No, I know it's not. There's no picnic right in the United States, Phil.
No picnic here either.
That's what I'm saying.
My little incident in Japan was because I wasn't going to let one of my fellow Marines, I didn't want to leave him.
You know?
So I stayed there, and we both got arrested.
You know, I just wish we had, I just wish people, American people, would just take and learn how to vote the right way. And I'll tell you, when you get some good ones, Phil, they make it so tough. If they don't like you and they don't want you around, they get rid of you, you know. They did that to a friend of mine. They got rid of him. And this guy can't even get a job now. You know, I mean, they have so much power, it's ridiculous. That's why I call them the good old boys up on the hill. But they're dying off. But the young ones learn just how to do it the same way, you know. What can I say?
Go ahead, Nora.
I don't know. I just got at a loss of how, you know.
Don't you have anything? So you're out of your meds completely?
And one, I am. I actually came across one that's like from 2011. I didn't realize I had one in a bottle. You know what I mean? And
yeah. That
should be okay, shouldn't it? Till tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have insulin. That was given to me.
If it's almost 3 years old, I would check first. Because I don't want you to take too much. Don't take too much. Figuring, you know, it's deteriorated over the years.
No, I mean, it's just one, you know.
Stronger after.
I take at night.
Some of those drugs get stronger after.
Yeah.
Are you online, Phil?
Yeah. Kind of. They're in and out of here, these assholes. Oh, who's wearing shoes? Who's taller, you or her?
I'm wearing shoes.
Yeah, I figured, because you're a short shit.
I just rolled under it. what it is, so that way you know.
You did what?
Remember when you asked me about the thing?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think
yeah, now you get, as soon as you get some tats, you guys look like sisters.
I know. It's actually funny, isn't it? I can't post them, but I can send it to you that way. That's one out of the many.
Yeah, send me some.
Okay.
Now I had a good idea today. Did you tell Phil about your good idea for the summer?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting another visit, okay, and so I told Eunice she should come out with her. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I'll probably be in Mexico the whole summer.
And I'd have both these girls under my armpit.
Yep.
You hear what I said? I might be spending my Mexico.
Really?
Yep.
Phil, that was a nice picture that you sent. I finally opened one up. Our Bill, and your who'd you say that was, Nora, in the middle?
Rusty.
Rusty and you. You are shocked compared to those guys, Bill, Phil.
You know, I got a mute button for you.
No. But you've got such a big hat, that makes up for it.
No, what's funny is every time we take a picture, them fuckers always say, put the little guy in the front. Just once, I'd like somebody to hand me a chair so I can be the same height as all of them when we take the pictures.
That would be great. That'd be great. Boy.
Okay, I sent you all of them, Phil.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen, I don't think.
What? That they're going to get a chair for you?
Yeah. In my luck, they bring a ladder. It'd be too short.
Boy, they are big. How tall is that, Rusty?
6'7", I think.
Wow. My son's about that size.
Yeah, I think he's like 6'7", 6'8", 6'6", something like that. He's tall.
Wow.
Bill's 3 inches taller than me, and he always sits on the curb when we take pictures so he can be taller like the rest of the guys.
Well, all right, guys. It's my bedtime, believe it or not. We had terrible winds here last night in Florida that everything was shaking. So every time I dozed off, the wind would pick up and wake me up again.
Yeah.
So I think everybody went through that. And I had a tough day today. The other condo that I owe, which is next door, the new owners in there wanted to get the past president for 20 years. He's like Hitler, you know? And the treasurer out of there, so I brought in a gentleman that knew all the rules and regulations, and so they all voted me in as president.
Okay.
Which I don't want, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to do a lot of things tomorrow with the other four that we put on the board.
Uh-huh.
Like, we got to go to the bank and change the names over. And we were lucky because the only ones that were doing anything was the president and the treasurer. And the president's got Alzheimer's. So the treasurer was just doing the lead. Anything we suggested to her, she refused to do. So now she's off the board now. So
yeah.
We got to go down and change all the paperwork. So, and I told him I'd only be on it temporary until the elections, which is in December, so.
Okay.
And then I told him I'd help him after, but I'm too old for this, Phil, you know? Jesus. just can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Those days are over and done with.
Yeah.
So I just have to help them get the board all straightened out, and we'll just let Seacrest take over the payments and stuff like that, just turn our checkbooks over to them. Because we'll get everything they do once a month, we'll get a total thing, and there's not going to be any money taken or anything like that because it's a reputable company, and we've been paying for them to do that for years. So I suggested that would be the best thing, and then nobody can say anything was taken, you know. We got like $96,000, and that's only a 24-unit. And
yeah.
His treasurer felt that she was, it was all her money, you know. It's amazing.
All right, we'll get some mess, and I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right. Good night, Nora. Good night, everybody.
See you later.
Take care. Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.